Kamala Harris this week did something tactically interesting. She picked up Donald Trump's own too big to rig slogan and started using it to drive Democratic voter turnout ahead of the midterms. Now, on the surface, that looks like standard political judo, using your opponent's language against them. But the context here matters, because the Supreme Court just allowed Trump's mail voting restrictions to advance, which means there is a substantive ballot access question underlying what would otherwise be a rhetorical flourish.
The mail voting restrictions are significant policy, not just political theater. Mail voting expanded dramatically during the pandemic and stayed elevated afterward, particularly among older voters, rural voters, and working parents, groups that don't map neatly onto partisan lines. Restrictions on mail voting have real-world effects on who can practically cast a ballot. The Supreme Court allowing them to advance while litigation continues means they could be in effect for the November elections.
Harris's video framing it as a turnout rallying cry is smart messaging, because it converts a procedural legal story, which most voters don't follow closely, into an emotional mobilization narrative. Whether it translates into actual turnout is a different question, but the strategic logic is sound.
Meanwhile, Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon has now blocked promotions for at least 45 officers this year. The new batch is 4 more Army promotions. What makes the demographic pattern notable, and I want to be precise here, is that reporting indicates over half of the blocked promotions involve female or Black officers. At 45 cases, that's no longer a pattern you can attribute to case-by-case merit review. At that scale, it's a policy.
Whether it's an explicit policy or an emergent one from the application of certain criteria is what lawyers and Congress members are going to fight about. But the military promotion system exists for reasons beyond rewarding individual performance. It maintains a pipeline of experienced senior leadership. Disrupting 45 promotions in 8 months creates real institutional gaps that don't heal quickly. Military careers are sequential. Block a colonel's promotion this year and you've effectively ended that career.
The Yosemite story from the NOTUS investigation is the one that I think deserves more oxygen. The National Park Service has reportedly spent over a year working to transfer a strip of Yosemite parkland to a Nevada real estate firm. That's federal public land, land that belongs to every American, being quietly routed to a private developer through an administrative process rather than through Congress, which is the usual mechanism for changing national park boundaries.
The quietly in that description is doing a lot of work. These kinds of transfers, when they happen through administrative channels rather than legislation, tend to move faster and with less public scrutiny. The NOTUS investigation suggests this has been in process for over a year without public disclosure. That's the kind of story that tends to generate bipartisan anger when it gets traction. Even people who disagree on most things tend to agree that Yosemite should stay Yosemite.
And then California, Governor Newsom took a significant legislative defeat this week. His plan to shield utilities from wildfire liability was blocked by state lawmakers. This is actually a harder policy question than the partisan framing suggests. Utilities argue that unlimited liability exposure makes it economically impossible to operate in high-risk areas, which could mean service cutoffs or refusal to build new infrastructure. Opponents argue that liability is the primary mechanism for making utilities invest in grid hardening and fire prevention.
California has had this fight before with PG&E, which went bankrupt in 2019 after its equipment sparked the Camp Fire that killed 85 people. The legislature's position is essentially that the liability mechanism worked. It forced accountability. Newsom's position is that it created a company too financially fragile to invest in safety improvements. Both sides have a point, and the legislature blocking the plan doesn't resolve the underlying tension. It just leaves the status quo in place while wildfire seasons keep getting longer.